With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A highly impactful winter storm expected to dump as much as a foot of snow across the country's midsection, where blizzard and winter storm warnings are in effect. The National Weather Service says that storm, with the potential of bringing up to a foot of snow to a broad area. And National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orvik says there's also a pretty impactful storm headed for the Pacific Northwest and into the Northern Rockies.
There's blizzard warnings out across much of the Washington and Oregon Cascades and the Olympic Range of Washington. And we do anticipate high winds, potential for heavy snows across those areas. So also a pretty impactful event. Snowfall totals across the Sierra look like they're going to be anywhere from 2 to 3 feet over the next few days.
Orvik says the winter storm that brought heavy snow from the mid-Atlantic into the Northeast has moved off the coast now. Also at SRNnews.com, negotiators from the GOP-led House and Democrat-controlled Senate reached a pact Sunday on a government funding top line of about $1.59 trillion, including $886 billion for defense and $704 billion for non-defense spending. Speaker Mike Johnson told colleagues in a letter,
the $1.59 trillion figure is part of an agreement mandated by a compromise reached during debt limit negotiations between President Joe Biden and then Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Leaders from both parties took victory laps when announcing the deal, with Speaker Johnson conceding the final spending levels will not satisfy everyone.
Congressional correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. A private U.S. company says its moon landing is in jeopardy after an engine problem on its newly launched spacecraft developed. The problem developed with battery power. The Dow is down 27 points, but the Nasdaq ahead 229. This is SRN News. The numbers are in on an evangelism effort in Cuba.
A group of Baptist leaders from Florida spent a week in the communist enclave late last year, and the result is more than 4,800 Cubans giving their life to Christ. Pastor Philip Hamm of First Baptist Palmetto tells Baptist Press, quote, not only were they very hospitable and friendly, but they also have a sincere hunger for spiritual things. Christians are still persecuted in Cuba, but opportunities for the gospel have increased slightly in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New York City Police Department reporting 31 anti-Semitic crimes in the month of December. That's more than a year ago, but less than in October and November. There's a large Jewish population in New York City, and it saw a surge in attacks right after the Hamas assault on Israel. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise in the U.S. and around the world for several years now. This is SRN News. Election integrity activists want a federal judge to order Georgia to stop using its current election system.
They argue it can easily be attacked and has operational issues that could cost voters their right to cast a vote and have it counted accurately. During a trial set to begin Tuesday, they plan to argue the Dominion voting system's touchscreen voting machines are so flawed they're unconstitutional. But election officials insist the system is secure and reliable. Jason Walker reporting.
South Dakota's Republican-controlled legislature reconvenes Tuesday in Pierre for its annual session. Republican majority leaders' priorities, sustainability of long-term care, college affordability, workforce retirement, and new prison construction. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.